Chapter 2. Heidi Meets Grandmother. When winter came, Heidi could not follow Peter up the mountain because it was covered in deep snow. Peter also had to take a break from his goat herding during the cold months. He went to school during the winter. Heidi and her grandfather were sitting by the fire one day when they heard a loud noise outside. It was Peter knocking the snow off his shoes. When he entered the little hut, he was covered in wet snow. Peter chatted for a while and stayed for supper. As he was leaving, he looked at Heidi and said, "Grandmother said she would like you to come and see her one day." Heidi was delighted with the idea of going to visit someone. She could not get it out of her head. Day after day, she asked if she could go visit Grandmother. Finally, her grandfather agreed to take her down the mountain. They arrived at Grandmother's house the following day in the morning. "Now go in, and when it starts to get dark, I'll come back and get you," said Grandfather. He then went back up the mountain. Heidi stepped into the old cottage. Peter's mother was sewing at the table. She smiled at Heidi when the girl came in. In the corner sat an old woman. Heidi went over to her and said, "Good morning, Grandmother. I have come to visit you." Peter's grandmother was blind, so she could not see Heidi. "Are you the child who lives with Aum Uncle? Are you Heidi?" "Yes, I am," answered Heidi. "I came down with Grandfather." As she spoke, she went around the room, looking carefully at everything. The house was falling apart, and this made Heidi very sad. She thought that her grandfather could surely fix it up. She then told Grandmother and Birgitta all about the wonderful things that her grandfather could make out of wood. Their conversation was interrupted when Peter returned home from school. Peter was happy to see Heidi again. "How is the reading going, Peter?" asked his grandmother. "Just the same," he answered. Grandmother was disappointed that Peter didn't know how to read well yet. She wished she had someone who could read her beautiful songs from her old songbook. It was now getting dark, so Heidi jumped down from her chair. "Good night, everyone. I must go home now," she said. Peter followed Heidi out of the hut. Just as they were going up the mountain, Heidi saw her grandfather coming down to meet her. He wrapped her up in a warm blanket, lifted her up in his arms, and walked off with her up the mountain. Heidi chattered to her grandfather the whole way home. Once inside the hut, she said, "Grandfather, tomorrow we must take the hammer and nails and fix up Grandmother's house. It shakes all over." Grandfather looked down at Heidi's smiling face. "Yes, tomorrow we will do something to stop the shaking," he said. The little girl cried out in excitement. Grandfather kept his promise. The next day, the two of them went back down to Grandmother's house. Heidi ran into the room where Grandmother sat and began to tell and ask her all kinds of things. Suddenly, there was the sound of heavy blows against the wall of the hut. Grandmother almost jumped out of her chair. "Don't be frightened, Grandmother," said Heidi. "Grandfather has come to fix everything up." Grandmother was very thankful, as was Peter's mother. Maybe Aum Uncle wasn't so bad after all, they thought. All through the winter, Heidi visited Grandmother. Grandmother had at last found something to make her happy. She looked forward to Heidi's daily visits. Grandfather often went along with Heidi, carrying his tools with him and spending time working on the little cottage. It no longer shook in the wind. Grandmother, who for many winters had not been able to sleep in peace, did so now.